Time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Well, the Final Four is set. Kentucky continues to shock all, except for me. Calipari's 2014 Fab Five finished off another one of last year's Final Four squads. Of course, they beat number two Michigan. Hey, it was Aaron Harris, one of the twins. You see him? You see the twin in action? Now, get this. He hit one of four late. You see all those three-pointers he was hitting in the second half. Killing but, of course, him. That one with 3 seconds to play was the big one to push Kentucky over for the three-point win. Now, get this for the three-point win. Now, Julius Randle, 16-11 in the win. But you know what? What's big about this? He gets to go home now to Dallas for the big game against your squad, number two, Wisconsin.
Can I get a little love for that?
Get a little love Thank for that. You, but I told you it was those Wildcats that was going to shock many. And you
well,
know,
everybody had Arizona. I don't think Kentucky is more shocking than Wisconsin.
You think so?
I mean, everybody
that's
had Arizona.
That's a two seed, though. That's a number two. Kentucky was an eight. Come on, you have to respect that now. Keep that in mind now, of course.
Well, they didn't get a correct seeding, so let's keep that in mind.
Now, Wisconsin did beat number one Arizona. Number one Florida back in the Final Four against taking on UConn, the seventh seed. But, hey, Napier was way too much for Michigan State.
Beast.
Dude looked real. He looked sharp. Shabazz hit 25 points, including those three late field free throws. That was a big mistake to foul that man. It was close. It was edgy, but it was a foul. He did hit him. So, in the six-point win there it was. Back in the Final Four, the Gators edged out the Flyers, you know what I mean? Hey, Dayton had a great run. You got to give it to him. It was a good run, but you knew Florida was just way too much for him. So, you know, you got Florida and UConn going back at it again. We know UConn won the last meeting. We can go ahead and seal the championship game right now. I'm going to give it to you. It's going to be 8-7. Kentucky.
Wow, you said UConn? Wow.
Over Florida. Hey, I'm riding with Shabazz all the way, baby. I'm sorry. Hey, back to Michigan State. Barkley is saying that Tom Izzo would be crazy to take the job with the Pistons in the NBA. Of course, I mean, why would you do it? I mean, he has the formula that works, and he's a winner in college b-ball. He should stay right there. If you think about it, what's my man, Billy Donovan with Florida? He had the opportunity to go to Orlando, thought about it, and said, no, I'm not doing that. All right, tonight, ladies, we'll get it on half of the Elite Eight in action. Undefeated Notre Dame facing Odyssey Sims and Baylor. Don't make me pick it. Don't make me pick it.
You're not picking Baylor.
Don't make me pick it.
You ain't doing it.
Of course, Texas A&M in a tough one, taking on undefeated UConn in that one. Hey, I'm just going to watch, and I will enjoy it tonight. In the NBA, hey, Pacers, I don't know what's going on. Cavs beat them by 14. Their grip on number one in the East is down to just one game now over the champs. And, of course, they're hosting the Spurs tonight, who are super hot right now. And, of course, the champs, the Heat, taking on the Bucks. So that's not a good look right there. Thunder over the Jazz by 20. Bulls over the Celtics. Lakers over the Suns. New York, yeah, beat the Warriors. Don't look now, Knicks. Just right behind Atlanta for that eighth and final spot. Sixers did get they ended the 26-game losing streak. Yeah, they beat the Pistons. They play the Hawks tonight, though, I believe, don't they?
Another win.
Maybe. Wizards sitting in sixth place will face the Bobcats tonight. Hey, did you know this? Stephon Marbury won another CBA title in Beijing. Cried like it was the first one, though. You see him boo-hooing. And, of course, in the NFL, DeSean Jackson will visit the Redskins today. Eagles, come on, dude had gang ties. Get out of here. They're just doing him like they did T.O. And what about the chick posting the pictures in RG3 hotel room?
Crazy. Yeah, what the heck?
Huh?
Sicko.